Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for the last freaking recap. Oh my gosh. Of 2016. Now, I know some of y'all are listening just going, hey, dum-dum, it's 2017. I know, but I couldn't do the last Gotham episode by myself because someone was like, please, please let me, I'm only pregnant for a little bit longer.
I'm not pregnant.
And Amy McCracken of the VRO.com pleaded with me. If I would wait for her so she could talk about the season finale, well, mid-season finale of Gotham. So,
thank you for waiting.
I know you've been sick this whole entire time.
Yeah, I'm still sick. Hopefully I'm at the end of it. Today I felt like crap.
Let's go through this quick because I can feel your cooties trying to come through Skype. So we're going to talk about November 28th episode, Monday night episode on Fox. It was called Beware the Green-Eyed Monster.
God, November 28th?
November 28th, right? Did I say that?
I haven't been sick on an entire month, but thanks for waiting.
Yeah, you've been sick for an entire month. And then you and I just realized, holy crap balls, next Monday night, the 16th of January, it returns. Yes.
It returns.
Did you see the end of this? I'm just going to jump to the end.
Can we jump to the end?
Yes, you hear the laughter. Someone's returning. The Joker. Yes. The Joker. I think it's the Joker.
It is because I accidentally got spoiled.
So now you just ruined it for everybody. Wait.
No, we don't know which Joker it is. We don't know if it's because I didn't read the article, but Joker is because the article said Gotham finally found its Joker.
Dear listeners, Gothamites, Amy's under medication, so she's really not thinking about what she's saying. So I love how you're like, oh, no, it's not the Joker.
That's what they said. They said that they finally found their Joker. And I'm sorry, but Gotham already had its Joker. So whoever the new Joker is, if it is a new Joker, I hate him already.
What are you talking about? What's his face comes back? The guy.
Are you sure it's him?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay.
At least in the commercial they show him. He's looking at the camera and he's back. And he's laughing.
Well, yeah, but that's already been.
No.
Where he was in the cop outfit.
No, his neck is, I think his neck is throat, a slit where, what's his face, cut him. What is wrong with you?
Okay, maybe I watched the wrong video. But anyways, let's talk about the end where Gordon got framed.
Okay, one, Gordon, what do you mean Gordon got framed?
Gordon, he did that all on purpose.
Okay, go. What are you talking about? What are you complaining about? Go.
What was his name? Mario?
Mario, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Mario, he wanted Gordon to kill him on purpose.
I don't think so.
Yes. No. Right in front where Lee could see it. And then obviously the knife just washes away.
Honestly, you're seeing something totally different. I think that all that was a plan. I think Mario, all that, and when they got to the lake house, thought that everything was going to be peachy. But as soon as Lee said, I will always still care for Jim, that's when he was like, God damn, I'm a killer. And that's when he went in there, and Jim saw it, and right at the – I think that was not the plan. Mario didn't want to die. He wanted to kill Jim. And then when he found out that Lee still liked him, then he wanted to kill her.
Yeah. But, you know, the knife just walking away.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious that the knife did go.
She didn't know that Mario was going to kill her. I mean, I kind of like it because, you know, I hate Lee.
Well, you know, I think it's going to be able to. I mean, Bullock knows. And what's his face knows? What's his name? The scientist that's helping out the GCPD with Bullock. They know that Mario was contaminated. Falcone knows. Don Falcone knows that he was. So I think it's going to be – I mean, honestly, seeing that whole part there, I wasn't seeing the frame crap. I was seeing, holy shit, Don Falcone is going to be livid because he told Jim, do not hurt my son.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to cause a little war because at the end of the day, that's his son. And if he was going to kill Lee, like, all right. She was – you know, she's just a wedge in between two guys anyways, causing trouble.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm concerned to see what's going to happen with Jim and Don Falcone at the end of that. I was like, oh.
And see, that's where I'm going to be on the fence because, you know, I love me some Falcone, but I love me some Jim also.
So who are you going to pick? Whose side? Okay, Amy, you can't have both. Team Falcone, Team Jim. Who are you right now? Go.
Team Jim.
Okay. I would say.
But I love me some Falcone.
I know. You and I have been fans of Don Falcone since day one.
Can I just sleep away with
Falcone? Sleep away with him? Sleep with him? What? What did you say?
No, God, no.
No, shut up. You would sleep with Don Falcone. If Don Falcone came to your house, knocked on your door, and said, I can take you away. Right now you only have Hulu. I can give you all the channels.
I'd be like, yes.
You'd be like, take me away.
Take me away.
You would. You so would.
Hell yeah, I would. I love that actor.
Oh, gosh, you're weird. Okay, so we both agree that so you think that this episode is going to kick off where Jim's going to be going to court and getting arrested because he shot Mario? Really?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think that.
You don't think that? No. You don't think he's going to end up in jail again?
No.
Well, no, he probably won't end up in jail. Uh-uh. It's going to be the aftermath.
I think it's going to be self-defense. I think that everyone's going to know they had this.
Self-defense. There's no weapon, so how is it self-defense? It looks like Jim.
Jim's going to say.
Walked into the cabin and just shot him.
Yeah, but he had the virus in him. Everybody knows. That's important. So I know, cut dry. It's going to be a little rough in the beginning. Don Falcone's going to be pissed off. The real problem is I think it's the what's it called? The little birds. What are they called? The court of owls. They're the ones I think contaminate Don Mario anyways. So
yeah, that's true.
So if anybody should be mad at anybody, it should be Don with the court of owls. That's my opinion. So I don't know. I think it's going to be rough.
Where did we leave off with Bruce and them?
Bruce, where have you been? I know it's been like almost
two months. It's been a month. I don't remember. That's why you take the notes.
This one here and this episode. okay, so we're done with that. You think it's going to be he's going to be getting framed and going to jail. This is a big old master plan. I don't think so. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen on Monday night on that. Who is right? Amy or me? Me.
Probably you.
I know. Selena and Bruce, in this episode, they were going into the Court of Owls building and trying to sneak in. And of course, Bruce is holding up Selena as she's in a circus and she's like balancing. And then of course, what's his face? Talon comes in and starts fighting everybody and fights freaking Alfred, which was a badass fight, by the way. And then Alfred kills Talon because Selena's mom has been watching in the shadows and helps them.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how that's going to go because this is the first time we've ever seen Selena's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of curious. I do have something to complain about though. I just don't understand with all of Bruce's money, why didn't he have like a double crossbow where he'd shoot one in one end and then shoot one in the other? That boy was trying to hold up Selena the whole entire time. He was I shit you not. When I watched it for the second time, I was like, why, Bruce, did you even think you were – I mean, I can understand Alfred holding it and then you there for support. But he – yeah, that was the one part I was like, Bruce.
Because he's a man and they think they can do everything.
He's thinking with the wrong head. He's in love and thought, I'm going to show off. But that was a cool part. I mean, that scene dealing with them, I thought the fight was badass. That whole thing with the tightrope and Bruce holding up, I was like, I think my favorite part of the entire episode had anything to do with everything with Barbara and Enigma.
Yeah.
And them, you know, finally figuring out Isabella's murderer. And then, you know, Enigma visits Tabitha and Butch and all that comes out and he apologizes, which Tabitha's not happy. And so is Butch. Do you think Butch and Tabitha have buried the hatchet or do you think they're going to go after Enigma?
He cut off her hand.
Yes, but it was an accident. I mean, don't be wrong. I'm going to tell you something. You know me. I am a head over fan of Tabitha.
Yeah, that is true.
I love Tabitha, but you know what? It is a little, I mean, it's a little gray area. They thought, I mean, they're, you know, if it was switched.
I could just see you in the courtroom. Be like, they cut off her hand, but it was an accident.
It was an accident. You know?
It was not an accident.
I mean, you know, he was, you know, it was, if it was switched the other way, Tabitha would do some ugly stuff. Hey, all's forgiven.
True.
But you know what? I think they're going to be like, fine, whatever. And I think that their plan, my mindset would be if I was part of Tabitha's and Butch's crew, I would be like, let's just help Barbara and them. Once Barbara becomes the boss, we take out Enigma, which we all know is probably not going to happen, but
yeah,
they're going to try.
That's how I would do it too. Work, you know, you got to work with your enemy for the greater cause.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. I think Barbara wants to be in the captain's seat, which I think would be awesome. I'm loving Barbara in this season.
But do we? I mean, if Barbara's in that seat, do we lose Penguin?
No, because he's still going to be a bad guy. He just won't be one of the head honchos. I don't think they're going to kill Penguin. I think, will he get framed and made look bad, and will the city turn on him? Possibly. But I don't think we're going to – it's going to be a death or anything.
I mean, I don't think we could live without Penguin.
I could live without Penguin.
You think we could?
I could. I don't know about you. I mean, and that's the thing.
I don't think anyone could.
I mean, he's a great character. Don't get me wrong, but – but he's not going to die. None of those guys are going to die. Hello, everybody turns on to me. Hello. We already know how that's going to happen.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how, you know, everything pans out. Monday night, new episode.
I'm excited for it. I'm really excited. I really want to see.
Every time it comes on.
Because Gotham's not let us down for a couple of seasons.
Yeah, every time it comes on, my wife's like, what crap are you watching? I was like, honey, you better get out of here. Out of my face.
See, that's why you need to get Hulu. Gotham. Since she can watch it on her iPhone.
She does not watch TV. She doesn't like watching movies or TV on her iPhone, iPad, or anything like that. She's a TV person.
Yeah.
That's how she rolls. All right. Enough of us. Is that it? Well, we finally caught up.
10. That's what I give this episode.
I would have to see mid-season finale, everything that happened. I would give it a 10 also. It's good.
But it would have been like 11 if one of those bullets would have just hit Lee.
Oh, God. You hate Lee for sleeping with Jim.
I do. I don't like her. No. I mean, I like the actress. I just don't like her character.
Quit hating, please. All right. So new episode. It returns Monday on Fox, the 16th of January. We'll be watching and then we'll review it.
Yes, we will.
We just finished doing The Return of Sleepy Hollow. So Sleepy Hollow we'll watch on Friday night. Hopefully we'll do our recap on Mondays and then we'll watch Gotham on Monday and try to do it on Tuesday. Is that the game plan?
That's the game plan. We'll see how it goes.
So, all right, people. So
we're some busy people.
The recaps are coming, people. So for everybody that was patiently waiting for the finale for 2 months for Amy, Amy, say thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you for waiting.
There you go. If you want to, I guess you want to check out Amy's stuff.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow me and see how my virus is going, it's, you know, my website is Variety Ready Online. My personal is Amy VRO on Twitter and then Instagram. If you wanted to check out my family, that's all I post on Instagram anyways, is Amy McCracken.
That sounded really weird.
I have a pathetic life.
You were like, you want to look at my family, what we eat, what we're wearing.
I don't post food.
What we play with. Just stalk us. Wow. All right, people. My blog is iwatchmike.com. And if you want to, I guess, stalk me too, like Amy.
Mike's actually got a fun Instagram. You should definitely stalk him.
I'm just a guy. I do post stuff that I eat. So there you go. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, on Twitter and Instagram. My blog has everything, iwatchmike.com. And if you're on the Good Shows app, Mike the Movie Guy, I'm on there, as well as Amy, the VRO, right?
Yes, VRO.
Cool. So jump on it if you do and talk movies and TV. If not, it's all good. Everybody have a great weekend. And we'll be back, come back next Tuesday for the new recap for Gotham.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.